ओम शांति। सिक्स्थ मई 2019 मंडे। द स्लोगन फ्रॉम साका मुरली। व्हेन यू हैव अ डिजायर टू बी एन इंटेंस एफर्ट मेकर, वेयर देयर इज अ डिजायर यू विल डेफिनेटली फाइंड अ वे। सो व्हेन यू हैव अ डिजायर यू विल डेफिनेटली find a way, the desire to be an intense effort maker. So these two things are connected, desire and way, or as the saying goes, will. Where there is a will, there is a way. So will or desire, whatever you call it. So when there is a desire, when there is a will to be an intense effort maker, tivra purusharthi, you will definitely find a way. See, all the paths of greatness arise from the desire. All those who became great in history, they had an intense desire to be so. Had they not nurtured that desire, they would not have found the way. So for greatness or for achieving anything in life, for every success, what is needed is intense desire or intense willpower. Willpower is like the a strong electric current that can break even the rocks. So, a very strong desire, a very strong will, a resolute willpower is needed to achieve any success, whether it is material field or it is spirituality. Whichever way one goes, one has to have an intense willpower. Few days back, Baba had remembered Abraham Lincoln. As I said, he was failure 14 times. Different things happened in his life. He appeared for so many elections and failed. He had so many losses, deaths of near and dear ones in his life, but still the desire, the will to lead the country was there in him, and he ultimately succeeded. So you take any example, for example Napoleon, people used to laugh at him when he was in his school, when he used to say that I would become the king of France. So he was a thin build, girlish, but he had a very intense desire, and that's how he became the king of France. Even whether one goes for something wrong also, for example Hitler, a man of very strong will. If you see or listen to some of his speeches he is giving in front of his soldiers or Germans, anybody would get inspired the way he talks, very aggressively. So even there was a desire here. Or if one takes the example of Alexander, who decided to conquer the whole world, this is not an ordinary desire. This is a very strong desire. And right from the young age, he started conquering one kingdom after one country after another. So, whatever, everywhere you see a very strong will or a very strong desire. Another is the case of Mahatma Gandhi. He arrived in India in 1916, and from that onwards, from that time onwards, one moment after another, one moment after another, and there were so many setbacks. But in spite of all that, he continued. So, whether it is spirituality or whether it is freedom struggle, even in the path of spirituality, he had so many falls. But in spite of all those falls, he continued. So, if you see all these examples, or even this Kalidas, he was rebuked by his wife and called him fool, and he went and he came back as the most learned person. Or even Tulsidas, these are those people who were chided by their wives, and they in turn became the greatest people in their fields. So all these examples, they suggest that in order to become great, in order to achieve success, you need a very strong willpower. The founder of the ISKCON Hare Krishna movement was Srila Prabhupada. He got the inspiration to spread the message of Krishna at the age of 60. And he reached America at that age, and he started doing propaganda about bhakti in America, a country where there is so much materialism already. And he started teaching people chanting Krishna's name. He used to carry those Bhagavad Gita written by he himself as it is. Bhagavad Gita as it is, the name of the book, in one cloth, and he would move from one college to another college, one university to another university. So he was trying to sell or give ancient Indian scriptural knowledge to those westernized completely immoral people of the world. So he started everything at the age of 60. So very strong will, and he did it because he said that he was told by his guru. So a very strong will is needed. In the case of Vivekananda, he roamed across the length and breadth of the country. His master died. After that, he didn't understand what to do, and he had a group of other sannyasin and brothers, but he let go of them, and he alone roamed here and there. And ultimately, when he reached Kanyakumari and sat there on the rock, he wrote that I became the condensed India, the short India. After having seen everything which is there in the India, I became the condensed India. And he got the inspiration to spread the message to the world. So it was a very strong will, because when he reached America with much difficulty, he had nothing with him, no money, nothing. Everything was being provided by others. He had gone for one conference in Chicago, but then he found that the conference is not now, it's after many, many days. It has been postponed or something like that. So it was difficult for him to survive, but there was a resolute will. So where there is a will, there is a way. So in all these examples, we find that somewhere a very strong will is working within. Now forgetting the examples of the world, come to this yajna. Brahma himself at Dada Lake Raj received this knowledge at the age of 60. It's a time of retirement when person is thinking of living a very peaceful life, retiring from all the upheavals of life. But at this time, all the upheavals started. All the disturbance started, where one thinks of having got his children married off. It was a time to take rest or do some bhakti-like things. But here the upheaval started. Here people who were his friends became his enemies. who hear all the respect which he had garnered till now, everything got destroyed. Everyone became hostile. So in this atmosphere of hostility, in this atmosphere of unfriendliness, he survived and continued his path. It was his faith, his nishchay, that made him to go. And he had a very strong will that this is God's work and I have to fulfill it and I have to establish a new world because the old world is soon going to get destroyed. So it was a willpower that he had. Very, very strong will. So, for everything in life, whatever we achieve, it's a direct result of the desire we have for it. It depends upon the intensity of the desire, whether the desire is mild, moderate, or intense. How intense is my desire to achieve something? If there is a mild desire, okay, you will have only mild result. If you have moderate desire, some moderate results. But if there is an intense desire, no matter what happens, no amount of obstacles or physical inabilities will not stop one from achieving that. So, whether it's Brahma or after the passing of Brahma, there was a vacuum which was created in the yajna for 2-3 days and there was utter silence. And it was a stage where people were not understanding what to do now, how the yajna will go on. So there was an atmosphere of sorrow. But here also, all those who were staunch children and they continued with that stoicism. There is one word in English which is known as stoicism. Stoic. Stoic means to tolerate everything. It's much, much ahead of one's tolerance, forbearance or fortitude. And there is something known as stoic. Stoic means without showing any signs of pain, suffering, misery, just to continue and to fulfill the task. So, all the dadis and others who were there in the yajna, they continued it. In yesterday's Murli Baba, remember the Kanpur event. And this thing was something which was very, very, the sisters had to undergo very tough time during that period. When entire center was burnt to ashes, all the refrigerator was burnt, the washing machine, all the utensils made up of aluminium, they melted and they were lying in the ashes there. There was nothing which was remaining. Everything was razed to the ground. And they had to survive outside in some hotel wearing the colored clothes given by mothers. And they would go in the morning and work till evening in that center, which was already damaged. And they were removing all the debris from there. Working there, it was like this. This was the owner of the house was a sick person, some Sardarji. And there were three stories. The Sardar, those sick used to stay here, owner of the house. And the center was on the second floor. The first floor was vacant. And there was a third floor. And there was a ground. There were tires and all the combustible material. And all this was set to fire. So the fire was going to the first floor. And there were 16 sick people, sick member of the family, right from the 5-year-old girl to 60-year-old Dada. So they all rushed to Brahma Kumaris because the mob was outside. And they were about to kill all of them, burn them alive. So such a scenario was there. And the sisters, they're trying to call police officers, SPs, CS, DM and everybody was on the field. Nothing was, no one was available. With much difficulty, somehow they contacted the wife of the DIG, and she sent some men, and those sick people were taken to the some safe place, to the DIG's house. And this how then the Brahma Kumaris came out, the five of them. And there was a fire, and they had to jump across that fire and then go. They did not understand where to go. And then at some distance there was one hotel, Mira Hotel. And there, in that hotel, there were again three floors there. One was the hotel, one was the home, and there was a school. And the owner of that hotel were very cooperative souls. And then they gave refuge, and they stayed here for 3 months. And they did not have anything, no food, and no clothes, nothing. And somehow people helped, and they continued to go there to that burnt up house and walk there whole day. And they did not have even food to eat. Dadis narrated that they used to eat raw, and sometimes roti with salt, and a lot of ordeal it was. And gradually, then after 3 months, they shifted to that place. But then again, a case was made that we want, and all those sick people, they were sent to Chandigarh by government. And they came back and they said that we want our place because we have less place space, but we won the law suit. And then second time again they filed a case, but this time again we won. And third time again they filed the case, is still going on in the court, still now going on. And we are still, there are about 100 and more than 100 cases still pending, which are going on and on. So it was a great time of ordeal, and it was a great time of disturbance, but they continued because they knew that this is Baba's work, and it should be continued. So for every success, you need a very strong desire. You should have a very strong will. Then only one can pass such papers. Otherwise it is impossible. So a strong willpower. And yesterday also Baba said, whenever there is upheaval, what is needed is, first, stay immovable. Stay immovable, unflinching in the face of all the circumstances. Second, know that there is nothing new. Know that there is nothing new. Everything that is happening is getting repeated. So there is no need to fear. Third, know that this is the real self which is taking place. So it's a real self of things taking place. This, you are getting prepared for the final paper. Final paper would be more dangerous, perilous, breathtaking than this one, what you are facing now. And then, wah wah, keep on singing the song of wah wah. No matter what happens, keep on singing the song of wah wah. Because what do you think? The same thing happens. If you have fear, oh, it should not have happened, should not have happened, it should not happen, and the same thing will happen. Because thoughts travel out. And then you remain carefree emperor. Carefree emperor. Because this is a play. Even if you are saved, there is a benefit. And even if you are burnt, there is a benefit in that. So stay carefree emperor. And then Baba gave one slogan. You lose one, but you get 1 lakh. So you get multi-million by losing. And last, experience is degree. The more experience you get, the more degrees you have. These are spiritual degrees. You attain spiritual expertise. Just as in the world they have degrees, here you get the degrees of experience. So no matter what situations are, stay immovable. Think it is real self. know that there is nothing new in the drama. Keep on singing the song of Vava and stay as carefree emperor. And remember this slogan, that whatever you have lost is nothing, because what you are going to get is much more. And at last, experience is such a teacher, and keep on learning from each and everything that is happening in life. Because every event, every circumstance, every difficulty, every problem, every challenge comes and leaves us expanded. We do not remain the same. We get expanded, get stretched, just as a rubber gets stretched. So mind is like the rubber. When it is stretched by new experience, new idea, it cannot get the original size. So all circumstances are coming to teach. All circumstances are coming to educate. So these are the lessons of life. You get the degree of destroyer of obstacle when you get educated in this university of hard knocks. So will. So Baba is saying, have willpower now. For what? Intense effort. No matter how many times you have fallen down, no matter how difficult the path of intense effort making appear, you have to go on. And in this path, you will find yourself alone most of the time. It's a path of ekla chalore. There's a Bengali poem composed by Rabindranath Tagore. If they answer not to thy call, walk alone. If you call and they don't answer, continue walking alone. Don't wait for anyone. It's a flight of the alone to the alone. This path one has to go alone. It's a flight of the alone to the alone. Nobody is going to accompany you. If they are afraid and cower mutely facing the wall, oh unfortunate one, open the mind and walk alone. Walk alone, walk alone. So this is the path of walking all alone, without fearing, without getting afraid. Because if you get afraid, how can you guide the world? Who will show path to the world? So this is the path where you have to go on and on. And English author writes in one poem, two ways diverged in the woods, and I took the one less traveled. I took this path. People are going on this path. I have gone on this path, which is less traveled, and that has made all the difference. So two ways diverged in the wood, and I took the one less traveled, and that has made all the difference. So this path, there is a crowd. This path, this is an international highway of Tivra Purushant. This is, nobody is here, very less, but there is a bheed, there is a crowd here. So which path I have taken, that is important. So where there is a will, chaha, there is a way, raha. So where there is a desire, there is a way. So you develop the intense desire. And also, one more thing, the law of attraction works here. When I desire something, the entire universe, what it does? What it does? I have told many times this statement. Cooperate is a very small word. When you have a desire to achieve something, the entire universe, what it does? Plan. Plan is a little, slightly better word. One is cooperate, another is plan. The entire universe does what? Shadyantra. Conspires to make it come true. when you have a very strong desire for something, the entire universe conspires to make it come true. This statement has come in one book, Alchemist, by Paulo Coelho. Alchemist, it describes the story of one boy, Santiago, the shepherd boy who gets to know by his recurrent dreams that there is one treasure hidden, and he goes after that treasure, after those pyramids of Egypt. And its book shows the journey of this boy, Santiago, is a shepherd, and he goes, meets kings, sometimes that person, sometimes this person, and ultimately he finds that Egypt pyramids. And there he finds some treasure, but that is robbed by robbers. And those robbers tell him that, what are you doing here? The treasure is not here. The treasure is the place where you are born. And he comes back and he realizes that the church where he is, there is the hidden treasure, not those places. So it's a journey of a boy, Santiago. So in that one of the kings, the king whom he met, he makes that statement. When you strongly desire something, the entire universe conspires to make it come true. So, chaha, where there is a will, chaha, there is a way, raha. So, chaha and raha, desire, will and way are interlinked and connected very strongly. So, develop a very strong desire for what? Intense effort. And you will have way out. Shanti.